This is Eastside Radio.
Okay. Hi, guys, and welcome back to The A-List, a podcast where we review different places, movies, TV shows, and things. I'm your co-host, Anjali Reddy, and today Rebecca isn't here, but I do have a very special guest,
Chloe
Shin. She's actually our guest from the Il Villaggio time, so you guys finally know who she is now, our unknown speaker. So today we're going to be reviewing the K-pop awards show MAMA, or M Night Asian Music Awards. We actually just finished watching it,
I just finished 30 minutes ago,
because it was
It finished
really
off
long.
With Street Women Fighter. Yeah. And, like...
Yeah, we'll get into all the performances later. But, yeah, it was, since it's award show in Korea, obviously the time difference kind of screwed everything up. So we literally had to wake up at 3 a.m. for this. But, fun fact, we woke up for the red carpet and we went back to sleep. We took a little nap before the episode started. And we basically, we accidentally fell asleep.
We missed 2 hours.
We missed the first 2 hours, which is really sad. I literally woke up and I saw that it was playing on the TV and I was like, Chloe, wake up.
And I was like so scared.
We missed the first 2 hours, but we did go back and watch some of the performances that we missed because it was split into 3 different sections, so we did get to watch the last 2 sections. So that was
okay. Ada, you know we missed like the entrance, and you missed like the one of the kind of the first parts. What did you want to watch like the most, but you missed
the entrance, which the was? Opening, because it was basically like a collaboration like performance between a ton of different 4th generation K-pop idols, and one of them being my favorite, Hyunjin from Stray Kids. So I think the lineup for that though was Hyunjin from Stray Kids, Yeonjun from TXT, Yeji from ITZY, and Hee-sung from ENHYPEN. So, a very good lineup. I did watch the thing afterwards. It was really, really good. It was, like, a dance collaboration thing, so they all had their own, like, solo dances, and it was really good.
I saw Yeji. He looks so good.
It was really good. Also, Hyunjin finally dyed his hair blonde again. I'm sorry, I just needed to get that out.
Is it long?
Like, semi-long.
They did extensions for this time, right?
Well, that was for the performance later on, but for the opening, it was just like his normal hair, and it's grown out a lot.
I missed Loco, so I rewatched that video.
Yeah, Loco by ITZY, we rewatched that afterwards. It was really good.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, so after that, first things first, from where we started watching, like, in the middle, because we missed the first few hours again, it's originally, MAMA is a very long award show. Last year, it literally lasted 8 hours. It's gone to 6 hours in the past. Like, this year was actually, okay, it was only... Like, I think
four and a half hours.
So that's actually a lot shorter than usual. So we still got to see, like, a good half of the thing.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So when we started watching, it was, like, right when ATEEZ started
performing. ATEEZ was pretty good.
ATEEZ was really good. They performed a few songs, and one of them was called The Real, which is basically a song that they performed, like, they created mm-hmm. and, like, made for a survival show earlier this year that I also watched. And it was really good. It's one of my favorite songs by them. It's, like, very, like... It almost has, like, traditional Korean, like, inspiration. Like, the background music and the dancing, too. Like, it's very, like, traditional Korean.
I just love their vocals. They're so good.
Yeah.
I love their vocals.
They're a really good vocalist.
Oh, yeah.
And then right after that, they started announcing the, the top worldwide, influencers? I forget. Wait. It was, like, top worldwide, like, groups, basically. And that's...
Top 10, yeah.
Yeah, that's the only fan-voted category in mm-hmm. the whole award show. And basically how it works is that there's 2 types of awards. There's a bonsang and a daesang, which basically... Daesang means, like, grand prize, like, number, like, first place. And bonsang is kind of, like, second place. It's, like right underneath that. And so there was 10 bonsangs and 1 daesang. And so I'm not going to go through and say all the daesangs. I mean, all the bonsangs, but... groups like ITZY, Stray Kids,
NCT,
ENHYPEN, NCT.
Both of them. Dream and 127.
Yeah, because there's 2
Stray Kids.
Yeah. BTS also won.
BTS won.
Yeah. And so we started watching right from there. And then right after they announced the first 2, Stray Kids performed. And one thing I think we should note is that a lot of the performances... Because MAMA is meant to be, like, a very big award show where the performances
Definitely.
Are large scale.
Mm-hmm. And, like, some of them, like, seem kind of like what you would just see at a normal, like, music bank performance. It wasn't anything, like, special, I guess. And, like, it's supposed to be, like, a whole new, like, vamp of, like, their original performance, but more. Yeah. And, like, for instance, like, TXT, I really like TXT. I love their music.
We love TXT.
But, like, theirs was kind of, like, underwhelming, in my opinion. Yeah. It's almost, like, aespa. Like, I love aespa.
Because I think the thing is, like, usually when you see Mama performances, you see, like, tons of backup dancers.
You see, like, props. You see things like everything.
That. Everything. So, for example, Stray Kids, in the beginning, they had, like, a pre-recorded part where he was literally getting out of, like, a tank they made. Mm-hmm. And they had a ton of backup dancers. They had tricycles and everything.
Yeah,
like,
it was really cool. Full performance.
Yeah, it was really cool. And same thing with NCT Dream. They literally had this, like, giant
hot sauce that came out of it.
It was really cool. But TXT, they didn't have backup dancers or anything. It was just them doing the performance. And it looked like...
They did have backup dancers.
Did they?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, they did have backup dancers. But it was like, again, it just seemed like...
It just seemed like a normal performance with a lot of backup dancers.
Like that you
would
have like on a weekly music show.
Exactly.
Same thing with aespa. They didn't even have backup dancers.
They just had a really good CGI.
Because aespa is known for like their CGI.
Oh, yeah, they're known for their... Exactly. But like...
You can't just add that and expect it to be, like, a Mama performance.
Because, like, you know, they just danced and did the normal stuff. But they just added... It looked, yeah, they generally look good, but, like... You know, it could have been
better. Like, they could have been, like, bigger scale, really.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But other than that, I think overall this year was a little, like, underwhelming.
I think it's not, like, a lot of the artists just didn't come twice.
Yeah,
oh,
okay. Because first of all, this year, the lineup itself was already a bit wonky.
Yeah.
Because it was mostly fourth generation idols, uh-huh. which is, like, basically, like, the newer groups.
So, yeah,
third gen is a bit older and fourth gen is newer.
Yeah.
And so it was mainly fourth generation groups. Which, I mean, is fine, but, like, you gotta have some of the iconic groups, like, the older groups.
I'm like, Twice didn't come, BTS didn't
Twice
come.
Didn't, okay, because some groups just already don't come. It's just, like, something
Oh,
with
yeah,
their
like, Blackpink has never come.
Yeah, Blackpink like, does not come. Like, all YG company groups
don't come.
Twice didn't come, GOT7 didn't come. BTS was going to come. They were actually, I was, like, most excited for their performance. They actually didn't end up coming because they were in LA the past month for their concerts, and... Literally, like, the day before they were about to travel back, Korea announced that they had, like, a 10-day quarantine if you were coming back in because of, like, the Omicron thing.
Oh, yeah.
And so, literally, the day before they were leaving to come back to Korea, they couldn't, like, perform because they didn't have enough time to quarantine properly. So, they're still in quarantine right now because they only came back, like, 3 or 4 days ago. But also, I think it's a well-deserved break for them.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because, like, for the past month, they've been doing stuff,
they've,
like,
been just
nonstop,
working so hard. So,
literally nonstop in America. And... They also, like, just announced, like, a small break, like, last week, which hasn't even been much of a break because they've released so much stuff. Mm. Literally, they had, like, a GQ photo shoot, and they got Instagrams, and they've been posting
nonstop. Oh, yeah, they got
nonstop.
Instagrams. Oh, my God.
Dude, that was, like, it blew up the internet when they got Instagrams. Literally, in 10 hours, they got, like, 15 million followers each. And now I think, like, they're at, like, 25 million almost.
Probably.
Literally, it's insane. Anyway, so I was really sad because I think, honestly, in my opinion at least... Like, the lineup was already a bit, like, different than usual.
Oh, definitely.
And I think BTS was the one thing that was, like, BTS brings in a lot of viewers for Mama. Like, they bring in, like, 90% of the viewers. And because BTS wasn't going to perform, like, I think a lot of people didn't watch because of that. And also, they didn't even have time to, like, pre-record a performance and send it in because they literally found out the day, like, before. And some of them were already traveling. Like, half of them, they split up, and half of them were traveling to Korea at different times. So they didn't have time to pre-record anything.
Yeah.
Except, like, one acceptance speech.
Which is still, like, nice, though.
Yeah, that was nice, because that was, like, the only time you got to see them during the whole
thing.
And
see them talk and that stuff.
Yeah, it was nice, because it was, like, an acceptance speech for Artist of the Year,
mm-hmm.
like, when they won the award. So that was, like, the only part where you really got to see them. So that was, like, definitely really disappointing that you couldn't...
Because, like, they always, like, snap off.
Yeah, like, no, they're... BTS is, like, a staple at Mama now.
Yeah, and, like... I really want to see Twice. Like, I genuinely... They're, like, alcohol-free song. That was
yeah,
so good.
Twice is, like... Twice and BTS are, like, staples.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
At, like,
and there are,
shows.
Like... You know, like...
Some of the big...
Third generation, you know? And, like, Blackpink has never gone, so, like, it's not, like, a surprise.
Blackpink doesn't come because their company has beef with Mama.
Oh, yeah, Disney. You remember when Big Bang dissed Mama?
Yeah,
one
of the other, like, YG company groups
just
literally dissed Mama.
At Mama. They were banned or something, like...
Oh, my God, it was amazing.
It's amazing.
Yeah, we don't really like Mama, because Mama, it's... by the entertainment company Mnet, and just in general, K-pop fans do not like
evil Mnet. Editing, like
they are awful.
Manipulation, like it's just
they do a lot of stuff.
I feel like they overlook their talent for popularity and looks.
Mama has become a popularity contest.
Oh yeah, definitely. And honestly, from my opinion, when Rosé won the best dance performance or
love
choreography
Rosé.
Or something.
I love Rosé. She's in my bias, but I think not even just her, but the whole category in general, it's best dance performance. But all the nominations were based off of
popularity
music, and views and
Rosé, I love
but the song itself doesn't really have choreography.
On the ground, I was one of Zombie for it, and the dance was kind of
meant to be choreography. It was just meant to be their watchers performing. It wasn't meant to be hard choreography or anything.
Yeah, but I feel like
if anything, I think Lisa should have won over that.
There was better nominees, but I don't think if it was Rosé or Lisa, I would say Lisa. Because
hers actually had choreography.
It actually was meant for choreography.
Yeah, On the Ground is a ballad song. And, it's not meant for choreography.
I saw the dance and if you look at an outside point of view, she's on the ground.
Literally.
Looking up.
Yeah.
So I was I was kind of shocked about that.
Yeah, I think overall this year was kind of a bust just because a lot of things, it was a bit disappointing.
Do you think, out of any of the awards that, some groups got, do you think, there's anyone you,
I think, didn't you say Espa won best, Rookie of the Year?
Females, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so there's two, basically, Rookie of the Year is basically, best new artist, for boys and girls.
Is it both?
Well, they have two different ones.
Yeah.
So for best new male artist, NHYPEN won, which is very well deserved.
Everyone saw it coming though.
Yeah, NHYPEN is the definition of monster rookies. They've been taking over. They literally just 2 weeks ago was their 1 year debut anniversary. Mm-hmm. They've already become million sellers in total, not with one album, but they've And it happens, practically a staple in K-pop now.
They deserved it.
They definitely deserved it. Aespa, I'm not really into Aespa. Oh. Chloe is.
Not that much, but yeah. I think, honestly, it hasn't been a full year since they debuted yet, right?
I think they debuted in November.
They actually?
I think so. Around the same time as NHYPEN.
Oh, then I think that... honestly, they made staples, too. You can't do that. Everyone,
I
next level.
Aespa is one of the groups where it's, every song they release is very iconic.
I mean, they've, I feel like they've achieved so much in the little times.
It's because all their songs are, iconic. Everybody knows them.
And,
But in my opinion, okay. I think NHYPEN is more,
I don't like comparing groups.
Yeah, I don't like comparing groups, but I think, say they were to have,
say they did together. Say it was, one rookie group for
boys and girls. I think NHYPEN would have deserved to win.
But do you think they would have won, or do you think Aespa would win?
I don't know, because I think it's hard to say, because both are extremely popular.
Yeah, but I think NHYPEN might have won.
I think NHYPEN might have gotten it, which, maybe. I mean, I think they would have deserved it. But again, Aespa, they deserved it. They've achieved a lot.
They achieved a lot, generally. You can see for a rookie group, they have achieved so much.
And, just in general, I think fourth-gen groups, I think, somewhere around, 2019, I think the quality of fourth-gen groups kind of started...
No.
Okay, not going down, but I think... They started all becoming the same to me.
Yeah, the concepts are very similar.
The concept, for boys, it was all, hardcore EDM, construction music.
Yeah.
And, it was good at first because, some of the original fourth-gen groups, Stray Kids and, NCT isn't a fourth-gen group, but, NCT and Stray Kids are known for, quote-unquote, noise music.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
They're known for, quote-unquote, noise music, which is, kind of, loud music. It has, a ton of, bass sound.
Yeah, random, stuff's added in.
And, Stray Kids and NCT are known for that. But I feel like more groups have kind of, become that, and I feel like they're all becoming the same in my head, and also all the group names. As you just slap together a few letters and numbers, you got a fourth-gen group name.
Honestly, I can't disagree.
And then
with
all
that.
The girl groups were
they're not all girl crush, which is nothing wrong with it, but it's because
Blackpink started the whole girl crush.
Yeah,
and they kind of made it popular.
And then everyone,
and now it's overused. Because
it's not their fault. It's the company wants what Blackpink's the concept because it's really popular.
I mean, it's in theory, it's smart because they're trying to go for what worked for.
But
other
now
groups.
It's too generic.
Yeah, it's too generic. You have to try something new. That's why I love groups like Stacey.
I love ITZY because they have girl crush, but it's their own thing. You know,
ITZY's wild and crazy and colorful.
Oh, but I think Aespa is also very new.
Aespa's very futuristic.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I think that's
their avatars or everything. I think their thing is new. I don't think
it's definitely new. Because their whole concept. Yeah, their whole concept is very, like, futuristic and, like, technology and stuff. Because, mm-hmm. like, their thing that they're known for is, like their animations yeah. and, like, AI.
Oh, yeah. And, like, yeah, avatars really are really cool. pretty, though.
Yeah, they have, like, their own avatars that are, like, animated, and it's, like, really cool. And they incorporated that into their performance, but I feel like...
Yeah, like, the Black Mamba. That yeah. was, like, that was cool.
But I feel like they could have done more with it. Like, just because you add in animations doesn't
Yeah,
mean...
I feel like the performance. Not, like yeah,
It looks like a plain performance they would do, like, at a weekly award show. Like, a music show.
Yeah.
It didn't look like something that was meant for, like, the biggest end-of-the-year award show of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just overall, I feel like... That, it happened with a lot of the performances. They were just a bit underwhelming.
Oh, yeah, they were, like, kind of underwhelming, because, like, there was really nothing special about mm-hmm. it, specifically.
Yeah, so, like, all those things, like, coming together, I feel like everything coming together, all that, it just kind of, like, made MAMA a little less special than it usually is.
It just felt different from previous years.
Yeah, it felt
years.
Different from previous years, because I think previous years, it's always been, like,
it's been hyped up. It's, like, huge. Everyone actually, like, really goes all out.
Yeah.
It's like,
I think it's also because they couldn't have that big of an audience, too.
Oh, yeah.
They were allowed to have a live audience.
I feel like things went back to normal, it would be different, you know? Mm-hmm. It was, like, it would be actually, like...
But I think, like, just in general, they also changed, like, the format of the actual show. Like, they just changed it in general. And, like, because, okay, for example, 2019 was the last time they had, like, a full-on, like, like MAMA award show.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, like, iconic. Like, so many things. Like, TXT did, like, they won a ton of Rookie of the Year awards. And they were, like, the biggest, like, them and ITZY were, like, the biggest new groups at the time. And BTS had, like, that whole thing where they performed a ton of their old songs.
Oh, yeah.
And
I
it was really
iconic. I Need You One?
No. It was 2019. Remember, they performed, like, We're Bulletproof Part 2 and, like, No. They performed, like, a ton of, like, their really old songs, and it was really nice, and, like, everyone was super hyped for it. And, like, BTS had, like, 30 minutes of airtime.
It's BTS.
Yeah. No, that? they had 13.
Oh, yeah, and
minutes.
Then the disbanded group, 101.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, today that was actually really cool, because there's this group called 101, and they were made on this show called Produce 101, which is basically, it's like this Mnet reality show that they used to do, where basically, it was like a reality show where they would make their own K-pop group, but the catch is that they would only stay together for like two to three years.
2 years.
So, and they would disband
they
after
would
that.
Spin, yeah.
And so other groups like IS1 and like newly Kepler, they're all going to disband or they're going to disband soon, because they're not permanent groups. And so 101... They were made in 2017, and they were actually really big. Like, 101 was really popular, but they disbanded in 2019, and it was, like, obviously really sad.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are actually, like, successful soloists, like Kang Daniel. He's really...
Oh, yeah,
he's a really big soloist now.
Oh, yeah,
now.
Definitely.
And, like, Daehui, he's in another group called AB6 now.
Oh, yeah, I know AB6.
Yeah. So they're doing good now, like, most of them, but they actually had a reunion today.
Yeah.
They had, like, their own special stage.
It was so nice.
It
like,
was
their
so
songs,
sweet.
Their songs are, like, I never, like, knew anything about them, but, like,
yeah.
Their songs are really good.
Yeah, their songs are
yeah,
really good.
Yeah, and then there was, like, a music
yeah,
in the crowd,
they,
the girl
they
crying.
Showed, yeah, they showed the crowd, and there was literally, like, a girl crying, because it was, like, an emotional thing. They've actually been disbanded for longer than they were together.
Yeah.
And so, like, the fact that after more than 2 years, they're finally all in the same room again.
Exactly, performing like they used to.
Their old songs. Like, it was, like, I'm not even a big fan, but I was, like, emotional.
It was so pretty.
Like, it was really nice.
It was nice, yeah.
They had, like, a ton of stuff like that, which was really nice, but I feel like they didn't have, like, the classic groups that they always have. Like, this is the first
yeah.
time since 2013 that BTS didn't attend MAMA. Because 2013 they didn't go because MAMA is awful and they didn't invite them,
yeah.
even though they were the best rookie group of the year. 2014 they performed at the red carpet. 2015 they performed. 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019, 2020. They performed every year, but this time was the first year. So it was definitely weird, like, not having a BTS performance.
Yeah, I mean, what can you expect, though, right?
Like, what can you do? Like, they literally didn't have time.
Exactly, they don't have time.
Literally, they had a day before they left for Korea, and they had to quarantine. They're in quarantine now, still.
Did you listen to Bombi by Taekyeon?
Yeah.
When he won, I was so happy.
Yeah.
I've been obsessed with Bombi.
For the best male solo artist, they literally put three different, like, EXO members.
Oh yeah, Dio, Kai,
and
Baekhyun. But out of all of them, I think, like, Baekhyun, like, Bombi was, like, a culture reset.
I thought Kai. I thought Kai should have won.
I love that. You know, I love it. But honestly, yeah. Bombi was.
No, what I can't believe they did that. They put three EXO members up against each other in the same category. Exactly. Like, wow. And then they did the Blackpink. They put Rosé and Lisa up against each other.
Yeah, but honestly, like, I don't like the male solo. I think like I kind of expected Baekhyun to win.
I expected Kai to win. Honestly. Really? Yeah, I thought Kai was.
And when Baekhyun won, I was like, oh, nice surprise.
Yeah, I was happy. I love Bambi. It's a really good song. But
I love ITZY's performance. I think out of all the the one that wasn't underwhelming was ITZY.
Yeah, because ITZY had like the whole like mafia secret agent concept. There's even a part in the middle where Ryujin, like, she was like walking through stage like beating up bad guys, and like literally she was doing stunts.
She was doing straight like stunts. She was literally she had a gun in her hand.
She was literally doing stunts, and she was like flipping people over and actually fighting. Like, it was really cool. It looked like so realistic.
Yeah,
and then also one of the actors from Squid Games was part of it.
She was like the main part, like the main boss.
He was part of like the little like.
I think he was like the boss of it.
Yeah, it was really cool.
And she was like, she shot him. That was pretty cool.
And then
Taehyung was like pole dancing.
Yeah, Taehyung was like pole dancing. It seems really cool. Personally, my favorite was Stray Kids.
That was a surprise there. I don't have a favorite this time.
Yeah, mine was Stray Kids. Honestly, I think all the performances, I feel like I was expecting more. All of them.
Even though, like, the ones that weren't like the as underwhelming, like, yeah, you can still expect more.
Yeah.
And Hyphens, so, like.
And Hyphens was good.
They're like, I liked it. It was really good.
I really liked Hyphens. Especially the part where like they had like a little dance break with like the football.
Oh yeah, that was cool. It was really cool. And like, I love like NCT's like 127. It was like, I don't know.
But
they did more than like
they did more than other groups, but not as much.
It wasn't like as like eye opening.
It wasn't as much as like it's
you know it's like a voiceover and you know
it was cool.
I'm so happy Sticker played.
Yeah, 2020 Mama was so much more like big and out there.
Yeah,
like groups did so much more. NCT last year, all 23 of them, Taehyung literally came down from the ceiling and descended from the sky. Like, that was insane.
That's true.
Like, that happened last year. They had, like, a huge group performance.
It went way faster than I expected.
Yeah, it did. I think it's because I was expecting it to be a lot longer. Because, again, last year was 8 hours long. Mm-hmm. Last year, the memes that came out of that was so funny,
like
though.
The black van just parked outside.
No, literally. Because all the idols were in their cars just waiting for 8 hours. And, like, so like, you could see all their outfits and hair just getting slowly more disheveled.
Red carpet, don't remember it.
Because, okay, the red carpet, I remember part of it. But we actually fell asleep for, like, another 20 minutes. And we missed Stray Kids. I was so upset.
But we see N-Hype.
We saw N-Hype and Aespa, ITZY, and
I don't remember.
We saw Tiffany Young.
Oh my gosh. For one of the MCs, it was Tiffany Young and Soyeon from Girls' Generation, and the reunion, and they were like so cute together.
Tiffany Young's outfit was so cool. It was like this like lace. Sheer lace, but in the center going across like her chest, it was like this like slit thing, and it was so cool.
It looks so good.
It looks so good on her. And then also, I think another thing we should talk about, there's another, like, survival show group called Kepler, and they're actually debuting in, like, 3 days on December 14th, and people were speculating that they might have performed.
No, I never.
They were going to perform on, and I thought they
were.
The thing
was, like, why would they perform even though they had debuted?
That's what I was confused about.
Like, make it make sense.
Yeah, I was confused about it, but everyone thought they were going to perform. And so they were formed on the survival show called Girls Planet 999.
Yeah. Or was it 99? Girls Planet 99.
Girls Planet 999 something. Something 99.
Or was it just, it's something just 9.
It's either 99 or 999.
I think it was 99.
We're just going to call Girls Planet 99.
No, it was literally 99. It was 99.
But when you write it out, it's 3 9s.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Anyways, that's the show they were formed on. It's called Girls Planet 99. And so everyone was expecting them to perform at Mama.
No, not
and
me.
Then instead we got an announcement for Boys Planet 99.
Are you serious?
A boy group, yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Oh my God. I'm not excited for because I don't want more survival shows.
I could care less, honestly.
No, because survival show groups, it always ends badly. Because it's always, they're never permanent groups. They always disband after a few years.
Unless they're, like, they're generally made to, like, withstand, like,
very few. Like, okay, groups like Twice, Stray Kids, Friends 9, and Hyphen, they were all made on, like survival shows specifically made
for them to debut and like actually like you know, and they're under good company. So
yeah, like Twice was meant for that. Stray Kids this wasn't even a normal survival show. It was meant like the group was already picked and the show like followed like their journey to debuting and it like decided whether or not they're going to eliminate anybody, but the original lineup was already made. Yeah. And then for From Is Nine, they're all from different companies but they're put together and they are a permanent group.
Yeah.
And Hypen, same exact thing. They all came together and they are a permanent
group. Exactly. They are under literally like the biggest label.
They're under Hype or Big Hit, whatever.
I still consider it Big Hit.
But yeah, I still call it Big Hit.
But yeah, Hype or...
AKA the same company that BTS is from, so...
Yeah, like 17... Oh, well, 17 wasn't even there, 17 too! 17
wasn't there! I was so...
Oh, my God.
I was so sad. 17 wasn't 17
there. 17 were, like... Their stage presence is no joke.
Exactly. No, it's, like, all the really big, iconic, older like groups. Yeah. Like, third-generation groups. None of them were there.
Yeah, and they make a huge impact on
Mama. Were there any third-generation groups there? I don't think there was any third gen groups.
I don't remember.
Because BTS was the only third gen group in the lineup and they didn't come. Oh my god. It was entirely fourth gen groups and then like some like second gen.
Yeah.
Another thing, Lee Hyori and Street Woman Fighter.
Oh yeah. Like there was like a really blowing up
Chloe knows more about this than I do, so you
Korean
explain.
Like dance program where it's like only dancers. Like it's not there's no idols except for like Taeyong from IZ*ONE or like you know ITZY Taeyong's sister, she was there as an idol, and then Taeyong from NCT was also a judge there. But like, it was so cool because like there's like a bunch of crews and like
they're like it's like a bunch of dance crews.
Yeah,
and they did like a collaboration stage with Lee Hyori, who's like a really like famous like soloist.
Yeah, she's known for her dance and like she was singing. It was like.
And it was
a good way to end it, generally. Yeah,
it was, like, the ending of the show.
It was the ending show.
It was really... I thought it was really good.
I think it was, like... Yeah, it was pretty
good. I personally loved, like, the Street Woman Fighter part, though, better.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Because it was, like, all the different dance crews.
Yeah.
What was the one, like,
La Chita. I really liked
it. They were really good.
And what was it? The Coco and Butter, was it?
Coco and...
Butter, right?
Coco and Nut?
Oh, Coco and Nut.
That one was really good.
I like YGX.
Wavy
was good.
The first one, I don't remember what it was called, but the very first one.
Oh, I don't remember the first
one. They were all really good, though. So that was, like, another really cool thing. I think a lot of people were looking forward to that, because Street Woman Fighter has become, like, really big.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I didn't even really know about it, though.
Do you know the Yesabiyu woman? Yesabiyu.
That's from that?
Yeah.
That's from Street Woman Fighter?
Yeah. That's why, like, Nozay from Wavy, she choreographed it, and then everyone...
Sure, choreographed it.
She choreographed. And then it, like, blew up, and the whole K-pop industry is doing
it. And yeah, then G-Suck from Stray Kids did it.
And then from YGX leader, Lee Jung, she literally, like, she won the best choreographer, didn't she?
As for Lisa's money.
Yeah, and, like, she choreographed She did.
She choreographed.
Money, Wannabe, Mafia in the Morning, Dum Dum. Like, she deserved it, honestly.
Yeah.
And a lot of, like, a lot of winners were, like, related to, like, BTS Butter. You know, like, the best, video.
Yeah. I remember some of them. It was, like, best director, best,
Cinematography?
No, not cinematography. Best, like, art director, best lyricist, best producer. Best producer.
No, best producer was Teddy.
Then what was Bang Siu? Best executive producer.
Yeah. Or what was the composer? Who was composer then?
I don't remember.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was for Espa's.
Yeah, so. I remember, yeah.
Best composer, Hitman Bang one, which is Hitman Bang. He's BTS's, like, boss. He's iconic.
Boss?
Yeah, he's a really good, like, producer, though.
Yeah, you can't deny. He has talent.
He's so good.
JYP also has talent, too.
JYP's good. Except good. I hate it when he adds the JYP.
JYP.
He adds the whisper of his own name in his songs. Like, kind of ruins the songs.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I don't want to watch it anymore. Ooh.
It's become, like, a funny thing where people are, like, when people want to, like, hate on other people, they're like, I hope JYP adds the whisper in your song.
No, but the thing is, like, literally, like, honestly, everyone makes fun of JYP.
Yeah. Oppa JYP.
Ew, don't say that.
No, it's, like, he's become a meme, really.
Oh, yeah, definitely. He, like, he's, like...
Wait, could it, Jimola?
Like, auto... Like, no, he's...
He's become known for, like, his auto-tune singing.
Oh, yeah, no, not the auto-tune.
Yeah... Anyway, do you remember JYP actually performed at 2019 Mama?
For what song? Like the
Who's Your Mama? Remember Jackson's iconic like reaction?
Oh yeah. With Hwasa, he loves Hwasa was there.
It was interesting, to say the least. unexpected for sure. Yeah. Mamamoo and JYP.
Hwasa, and then.
Yeah.
It was Mamamoo.
Mamamoo wasn't here either.
But she was not. They were nominated for. No, they were in the lineup.
Okay. Some other stuff we want to talk about, or at least I wanted to talk about this. So a lot of the times, again, people don't really like Mama. Even the idols themselves know, like,
it's rigged.
It's rigged a lot of the time.
Oh, yeah, it's 100% rigged.
Yeah. And people make diss tracks about it. Mm-hmm. Like, G-Dragon did. He dissed Mama at Mama.
Which was iconic.
Yeah. And last year, Stray Kids wasn't... They were invited to perform, but only because they were going on one of Mnet's reality shows. And so they weren't nominated for any awards. And people were really mad about that, because why are you going to invite them to perform but not nominate them for anything?
Mm-hmm.
And so after that, one of the members, Han, he actually wrote a diss track. And it was really funny. And so people were saying, like, oh yeah, Mama invited them this year because they didn't want him to release another diss track. But then one of the songs they performed was called Cheese, which is basically, like, a diss track to their haters.
Yeah.
So it's, like, they kind of just pulled that out, and it was really funny.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, like, just in general, I think Stray Kids' performance, like, shocked a lot of people. Like, I don't think people were expecting that. Like, the outfits, especially. Like, overall, it was really cool. Especially, what's it called? ITZY's as well.
ITZY's was good.
I think ITZY's and Stray Kids were, like, the best, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think they really showed their...
Yeah, they definitely showed off, like, their concepts. Like,
yeah, they're, like, song. Like,
you can tell what the group is about by watching their performances.
Exactly. Like, other groups did, too, but it's just, like, you know, they kind of, like, expressed a little bit more.
Yeah. And BTS also swept again for the third year in a row.
Oh, third year.
Because basically they swept all the major categories. Well, they won every single category.
That yeah, like, when you, like, when you put, like, other groups in BTS in, like,
when you put BTS
group,
in a category, they're guaranteed to win.
Like, I don't remember one time, like, they haven't.
Yeah. Like, at least before they, like, blew up.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So, for the past 3 years, they've won all four Daesung's grand prizes. They've swept 3 years in a row. And I also just saw right now that they're the first artist in history to win Artist of the Year 6 times in a row.
Six, oh, dang.
Because 2016 to now.
Dang!
They're literally... Because 2016, they won for Wings. 2017 was for Love Yourself, Her. And again, like, so on and so forth. Like, they've won Artist of the Year every single year for 6 years in a row now. And they're the first artist to do that in history. It's, like, every single... Like, BTS just breaks their own records. It's, like, they break records that I didn't even know existed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I love the fact that, like, I think, like, the awards that IU won were so well-deserved.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. Like, IU won Best Vocal Performance.
And, like, what was something else?
Best Soloist. Female Soloist.
Yeah.
IU is, like, iconic. Like, you cannot talk about K-pop without IU.
Oh, yeah. She's, like,
People used to call her, like, the Korea's little sister.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody loved her.
Everyone still loves her.
She's, like, very, like, she's just, like, you can't hate her. Everyone loves IU.
Yeah, she's, like, an older sister.
She's, like, the Taylor Swift of K-pop, almost.
Oh, I see that.
Yeah, she's been around for a long time, since 2008, and, like, everyone knows her music.
Everyone knows her. Everyone loves her. Like, how are you supposed to, like, how do you not know IU?
Yeah. She's, like, very iconic. Oh, and definitely. Even her songs now, like, Lilac and Celebrity from earlier this year.
They're so good.
They're both so good.
They're so good. And, like, Celebrity was, like, the thing, like, the song that was nominated.
Mm-hmm. And Lilac was her album. It was so good.
I love Lilac. It's so good.
And a lot of, also, I said this earlier, but there's another artist named Taeyeon. She's from another...
Girls' Generation.
Yeah, she's from Girls' Generation. And Girls' Generation was a huge K-pop group. And so she has a song called Weekend. And I saw people talking about this on, like, social media, but I also thought about it. Like, Lilac, IU's song, and Weekend by Taeyeon have a lot of the same vibes. And Lilac is, the theme is kind of, like, purple, obviously.
Yeah, and then Weekend
and
is pink.
Weekend is pink. And so people were saying, like, Weekend is Lilac, but pink instead. Because, like, the songs themselves have very similar vibes.
It's not the same sound. It's not the same song,
but the vibe is, like, very chill,
exactly.
Relaxed.
Exactly, makes,
like,
you, like, very relaxed.
Like, fun, upbeat. Like, it's
definitely.
They're both really good songs, too.
I 100% agree.
And, like, they're very, like well-deserved. All the
awards... Oh, yeah, I feel like for most of the part, though, all the awards were well-deserved.
Yeah. Even though the actual, like, performances themselves
the awards itself like yeah
the was, awards were very well deserved
yeah
and I
100%
it.
Agree
yeah especially considering like I don't know. I feel like they did the best they could without a lot of groups being there.
Honestly, I feel like regarding the situation, I think like it really they did the best they could.
Yeah.
If it was a normal like actual like idols come sit down like it was like a whole thing at Mama. Yeah.
It would have been insane.
So much more.
But a lot of things, you know, just prevented that from happening.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, like, you know, I feel like there's a limit to how much people could be on stage and, like, everything. So I feel like I totally get it.
And also, I miss back when... Because now, what they do now is, like, the artists know before they actually win. Like, they're waiting behind stage to come out. And I don't like that.
Like, I was so surprised. I was like, real true reaction.
Yeah, well, like, half of the fun of award shows is seeing their reactions when they win. Like, for example... BTS, when they won their first Artist of the Year, it was, like, iconic, because they were all so shocked. Like, I want to see those shocked reactions.
Yeah, but, like, when you, like, would say, like...
They already know that they're going to win.
So, like, they're already on stage. Like,
they're already waiting backstage to come on. Like, it's not as fun.
Yeah.
Also, just in general, like, when... Because usually what happens is all the idols have, like, their own, seated area, and, like, people... A lot of times people record their reactions to other performances. I don't know if they did that this year, too. I couldn't really tell. But... Yeah, they didn't I don't know if they did that this year.
Mm-hmm.
They might have. I have to check. But I feel like a lot of things were just different from previous years, and it was definitely, like, a change.
Oh, yeah, it definitely was. And, like, with the new groups and new situation and everything. Yeah.
A lot of new groups performed, like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, overall, I think, okay, like, since we're wrapping up now, I think overall we can say we were definitely expecting more.
Yeah, not disappointed fully, but just expecting more in general. Like, the awards that were given were, like, honestly fair and, like, you know, for the most part, well-deserved. But, like,
yeah.
Like performance-wise,
just for because MAMA is, like, for some of you guys that might not know, MAMA is basically the Grammys of K-pop.
Yeah.
Not as fair and not as, like, well, actually, the Grammys are rigged,
Grammys
too.
Grammys is rigged, too. Yeah. What are you but talking
like,
about?
It's, like, it's a... MAMA is... the most hyped award show of the year.
Yeah, like, when we see the Grammys, like, the
It's the equivalent.
But the thing is, like, we saw, like, really great performances at the Grammys. But, like, for, like, MAMA, it was, like, kind of, like, you know.
Yeah. Because it's, like...
No, you gotta say the fact that they're fourth gen. They don't understand. You know, like, it's, like, new to them
as
well.
It's new.
It's, like, you know, it's a new concept and everything.
But it's, like, MAMA is so hyped. Like, throughout the whole year, people will be talking about it. Like, oh, I can't wait to see them perform this at MAMA.
Yeah.
Like, I can't wait for this group to go to MAMA. Like, it's always talked about throughout the entire year. And for something that's so, like, hyped, I think it just did not live up to expectations this year.
This year, yeah, yes. Especially
this year specifically. Previous years definitely did.
Oh, yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah. My personal favorite was 2018.
I don't remember my years, man. But I just know, like, it was really good.
Yeah. Groups right now are actually going live to celebrate their nominations and awards. Hey. Yeah, we don't have much else to say. I think we've, like, covered everything that we want to talk about.
Yeah, for the most part, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was definitely a nice experience, though, because it was both of our first time watching MAMA.
And then we, like, stayed up and, like, you know.
It was definitely a fun experience. Like, I definitely want to do it again next year.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So... Yeah, that's, like, pretty much it for this week. Next week, we will be reviewing Spider-Man, the new Spider-Man. So, if you guys want to stay tuned for that, then definitely check it out next week. Yeah, that's all I have to say. Bye.
Bye.